I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, July 19th. A section of Newport Avenue in North Quincy will be detoured for the North Quincy Cable Replacement Project. Beginning tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, traffic will be rerouted along Newport Avenue between George Road and Morgan Road for the installation of new manholes. The detours will be in place from 7 p.m. to midnight each night through July 27th. National Grid is in the process of replacing two underground power cables that run from Newport Ave to Furnacebrook Parkway to the Southern Artery to the Field Street substation. Project will continue through the end of next year. The MBTA will need $300 million to address safety concerns highlighted in a recent Federal Transit Administration report, in which federal officials ordered the T to take immediate action on safety issues. MBTA General Manager Steve Poftak testified yesterday before the Joint Committee on Transportation that the agency has been working to address four special safety improvement directives. Last week, MBTA officials said they have so far met all deadlines and requirements imposed by the FTA, which issued four multifaceted directives in June after completing a safety review of the system. Poftak testified the agency is committed to making the T a safer and more reliable transportation system. Among the issues identified by the FTA were backlogs of thousands of known defects related to the rail infrastructure, including a stretch of the Orange Line that's been under a speed restriction since 2019 because of excessive wear and defects. T officials said that 500 feet of new track were installed on the southbound tracks between Back Bay and Mass Ave on July 10th, allowing a partial relaxation of the speed restriction. About 1,000 feet still need to be replaced before train speeds can return to normal. Officials said they've also launched an aggressive hiring campaign to attract qualified candidates to fill vacancies in numerous categories, including the understaffed Operations Control Center. In the wake of the FTA review, the T was forced to cut weekday service on three of its four main subway lines to Saturday-like levels to comply with staffing directives. FTA investigators said the control center was so shorthanded that dispatchers regularly worked 16-hour shifts, and sometimes worked 20-hour shifts with only 4 hours off. Quincy police are searching for a man who broke into Rags Tavern on Washington Street in Quincy Point. Police have released a photo of a man wanted for breaking into the business last Friday. Suspect described as a white male about 60 with graying hair, a beard, and mustache. Anyone with information is asked to contact Quincy detectives. State lawmakers approved a $52.7 billion state budget yesterday, more than 2 weeks into the state's new fiscal year. The unanimous votes in both chambers came after a six-member House and Senate conference committee finished hammering out the details of the final compromise budget plan over the weekend. The agreement was crafted after each chamber approved their own versions of the spending plan earlier this year. The budget negotiators increased by more than $2.6 billion their original estimate for available tax revenues for the 2023 fiscal year, based in part on a hefty budget surplus for the current year. Budget now heads to Governor Baker for his signature and does not include any new broad-based taxes. The state's been operating on an interim budget since the new fiscal year began on July 1st to avoid any disruption in government services while the final details of the new budget were worked out. The budget plan approved includes $1.2 billion in unrestricted aid to cities and towns, nearly $6 billion for local school aid, and more than $110 million to increase access to school meals. It also sets aside $266 million to help the MBTA address safety concerns spotlighted in that recent federal review. An excavator caught fire yesterday at the site of the demolition of Norwood Hospital. Crews started demolishing the hospital earlier this month, 2 years after the facility was inundated by catastrophic flooding. Demolition of the damaged facility is underway to make room for a new hospital. Fire officials said the bulk of the fire was knocked down, and on June 28, 2020, more than 4 inches of rain fell in Norwood in about an hour and a half. Low-lying areas like the parking lot outside the hospital, several feet of water collected rapidly. Surveillance footage from inside the hospital showed doors buckling under the water pressure, slamming against furniture, equipment, and boxes. Steward Healthcare, which owns the hospital, planning to build a new facility on the same property with more than 400,000 square feet of space, including emergency services, 10 operating rooms, advanced diagnostic imaging, and space for outpatient services. 9 New England cities are ranked among the most educated places in the country, according to a recent study from WalletHub. WalletHub's research compared the 150 largest metropolitan locations in 11 key areas. The metrics ranged from the share of adults aged 25 and older with a bachelor's degree to the racial education gap to the average quality of local universities. Boston was ranked as the 6th most educated city overall, behind Ann Arbor, Michigan, San Jose, California, Washington, D.C., Madison, Wisconsin, and San Francisco. Other Massachusetts contenders include Worcester at 52nd and Springfield at 68th. 3 Connecticut cities made the list, Hartford at 27 and New Haven at 43. Other New England cities that made the cut include Portland, Maine at 16th, Manchester, New Hampshire at 37th, and Providence, Rhode Island at 91st. Massachusetts is falling behind on returning empty bottles and cans. A new report from the Container Recycling Institute finds only 38% of eligible bottles were returned for a 5-cent deposit last year, down 50% from 2019. Massachusetts has the lowest return rate of all states with bottle bills. According to the report, neighboring New York had a 70% redemption rate last year. The Institute is calling for higher deposit amounts and notes that there is a bill in the Massachusetts legislature to double the deposit amount to a dime. Another recommendation is to have the state bottle deposit law cover more types of beverages. Right now, it does not allow for the return of non-carbonated drinks like juice. While the report calls the bottle return rate in Massachusetts disappointing, it does say the redemption rate is still higher than the U.S. average recycling rate. Check of business news this morning. Stocks are down. The Dow lost 215. The NASDAQ fell 92. The S&P dropped 32. Asian shares also lower. The dollar was down. The euro rose. Oil at $102 a barrel. The National Weather Service forecast for today: sunny and hot, rather muggy with a high in the low 90s. Tonight, hazy, low of 71. Hazy, hot, and humid tomorrow, high of 95 degrees with a heat advisory. Thursday, scattered storms, hot and humid, high 93, hazy 93 on Friday as our heat wave gets underway. For the boater, waves about 2 feet, west winds gusting to 25 at a high tide at 5:01 p.m. Sunrise at 5:24, set at 8:15. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Tuesday, July 19th.